was speaking in the last half hour with a lot of you about a suggestion from, or a call at least, from people like Jean-François Lisée of the PQ and François Legault of the CAQ for a ban on burkinis, which, if you're just joining us, and if you haven't heard that term, there's a ban on that swimwear in France, or at least in some cities in France. It's a swimsuit that covers a lot of the body, and those cities in France have told women, sorry, you cannot wear those kinds of swimsuits anymore. It's because of, you know, a lot of attacks against France, and they want to quell any potential violence between the wearers of that kind of swimsuit and somebody who might have a problem with it. So we asked you the question if you think there should be a ban here, and I got this email from Lily during the news. She wrote, this is more racist bull you know what from these idiots. If you ban these swimsuits, it'll just make life more difficult for the women who feel the need to be covered. She goes on to say, although I don't agree with women having to cover up, they should be free to do so. On the line right now is Samir Majoub. He's president of the Canadian Muslim Forum, to give us his perspective on this burkini debate. Good afternoon, first of all.
Good afternoon, sir.
So what do you think? Let's start off with the ban in France, or at least in some cities in France. What do you think of the ban over there?
As a first element, there's so much hypocritical that we pretend in the West to be championing women's rights, and here we are asking police to really chase women while they're swimming, to really ask them to dress, to just remove their dress or change their swimwear. And this is really something that is astonishing, very surprising. And on the other hand, it is a very trivial subject to have some politicians really embarking over the subject and trying to whether to abuse it or use it. And it is a pretext, honestly, of more racism and more homophobia. And it is totally refused.
See, in France, from what some of the mayors and others have been saying, Samir, they want to quell any potential for violence, because they say, you know what, if some citizens see a number of women wearing that kind of swimwear, it's going to start something. There's a lot of anger, and you know that, right? I don't have to tell you how much anger and bitterness there is. I mentioned before, France is really in the crosshairs, and we don't have to go over all of the attacks from the nightclub last year to Nice this year to a number of attacks that happened in France. Do you see at least where they're trying to come from in France?
Unfortunately, when there is a spirit of racism, we always use any reason, any pretext to have this kind of policies. Let's face it, this has been for many, many years, maybe 20, 30 years, that's what I was told at least. And who will believe that because there are few women really choosing to have some kind of swimwear and really to have to enjoy times their families or themselves really to enjoy time swimming. And then we have to really believe that this will lead to a social unrest. It is totally, totally hypocritical, totally not acceptable. What is our worrisome about this is really that all of this kind of approach and policies is create this kind of social friction between the social fabric, whether in Quebec or whether in France or wherever it is. And now we believe that we are more superior than others. We're not talking about others from overseas. We're talking about others that are within our societies. We believe that we have to impose and police women to what to wear, how to believe, how to act. And on one hand, and on the other hand, we pretend to be really championing their rights.
Does it feel, speaking with Samir Majoub, who is the president of the Canadian Muslim Forum, does this feel kind of like the same of with the Charter of Values debate that we had not that long ago?
You know, this is one of the things that really, to say that just surprises us. I don't know why these things are imported from overseas to Quebec every time, as if our politicians do not have other very serious subjects that needs to be dealt with in Quebec or in Canada, really to go and have a focus on the very trivial subject of how women are supposed to be swimming. It is something that really draws our attention. Are they serious about it? Are they really that much serious to go and bring such a very simple subject to be a course of action and course of talking in the media about it, and now everyone is talking about it. And I don't know, honestly, I have been in Quebec for more than 30 years. I don't recall seeing anyone on which having this kind of suit. And if it happens, I don't think at all that really it will cause any harm to the society in any way.
Now, tell people about does the religion force women to cover their bodies? Is it up to them? Is it their individual choice? Or is it the religion saying they should, in terms of modesty or for whatever reasons, they should cover their bodies?
Let me tell you, modesty is a freedom of choice. And you don't see hundreds of millions of Muslims having this so-called burqa. I don't know how they call it, but it's not the official name, by the way. But in any way, I don't see hundreds of millions of Muslims. So it is a freedom of choice. Have we really met those women and get them into a conference and they say, you know what, we are obliged to go and swim with those suits? Let's face it. 100% it has nothing to do with this. It is a political football that they are trying to use, unfortunately, again and again. It is a sort of Islamophobia that we are tired of it. And what is really sad and really outrageous is this is an issue that has nothing to do with Quebec and Canada. Why should we import issues that are facing other countries overseas, really import those issues to Quebec and Canada?
That's a very good question.
I have another thing to add. We have tried Charles de Valeur, and we have seen what it caused, not only to Quebec, to all over the country. Why we are again and again, when people are really smart, we don't repeat things that have really proven to be causing so much division, so much, you know, problems, and at the end of the day, it will move nothing. People are very smart. We cannot degrade the intellect of our citizens to really focus on this. People look at economy, people look at health services, look at unity, look at inclusion. No one is really running just to divide ourselves because of a few women really deciding to swim, to use the beach the way they love it. I mean, just imagine having police go chasing women on the beach. You know what? Now you have to be undressed or I'll give you a ticket. How ridiculous this will be.
Why do you think so many people have the impression that, you know, women in from Muslim nations or in that faith, that they really do have to be, that they're told what to do, that it's not their choice, and that no matter how many Muslim women might come on the show today and tell us they choose to wear the burqa themselves, people just won't believe that. Why do you think that is?
You know, this is what you call the pretext ideas that are so wrong. And unfortunately, they are entrenched by some politicians and some, you know, what I'm not say far right or far east or far west, you know, but it is there. And let me tell you, I cannot convince someone that hatred is entrenched in his mind. Whatever you do, whatever you explain, whatever proofs you give, a racist is a racist. One day is against Muslims, it used to be against Jews, and they are still suffering. Anti-Semitism is very high still. It is being used for racial profiling sometimes. It used to be against Italians at one time. It used to be against Sikhs in the late 80s. Now it is against Muslims. So there are people that, whatever you do, whatever proof you give them, they just try to embark any hatred campaign. They believe, and unfortunately, especially in Quebec and Canada, it is proven to be a losing situation. They believe that they will be able to gain some political power by doing so. And it has proven time after time that it is not. When people go to the polls, they choose their conscience, they choose what is really important for them.
Samir, thank you for your time this afternoon.
I really appreciate of having me. Thank you so much for raising the issue.
Samir Majoub is president of the Canadian Muslim Forum. Peter just texted, why can't women dress the way they want? Burkini, is it unsafe? Does it create a danger to the person wearing it or to the lifeguard that would need to save a person wearing a burkini? I think that would be my question to determine if it should be banned. No, Peter. It's not because of safety issues whatsoever. You know, Francois Legault himself said it is a values issue as far as he is concerned, and Francois and Jean-Francois Lise also just not a fan of that swimmer either.